This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Kelly Lee. First name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, last name is Lee, L-E-Lee, date of birth 3-8-2012. This letter is being written to Dr. Nang Dang. First name is Nang. His first name is Dr. Nong Dang, Dr. Nong, N-O-N-G, last name is Dang, Dr. Nong Dang, N-O-N-G, last name Dang, D-A-N-G, Dang. Address, 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 380, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-259-0737. Fax number 408-259-0649. Dear Dr. Nong Dang, N-O-N-G, last name Dang, D-A-N-G, Dang, D-A-N-G, Dang. Dear Dr. Nong Dang, thank you for asking me to see this 10-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. This little girl was seen by Dr. Dhawan, D-H-A-W-A-N, one of our dermatologists, for management of eczema since infancy period. She's had significant eczema involving her arms and legs and has been using some oral medication along with cream with definite benefit period. There is minor history of some non-specific rashes with watermelon and avocado, but no history of any coughing, wheezing, vomiting, diarrhea, shortness of breath, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis period. However, as of recently, she has ingested peanut butter cookie and had immediate emesis and some throat tightness period. No treatment was given. There was no hospitalization or emergency room visit period. This particular episode certainly appears to be anaphylaxis, although we need to get some lab work and skin testing to confirm that period. Overall, she is in a decent health period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 10-year-old who had dry skin with the excoriation and scaling and erythema of elbows and thighs period. There was a mild nasal stuffiness period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided period. There is minor history of mouth itching with watermelon and avocado, as mentioned before, and that would certainly mean we need to do more testing to see what other foods might be responsible for her allergies period. I did some RAS testing, and her results are as follows. Total IgE 1525, and that is significantly elevated, suggesting allergies period. Her RAS testing to peanuts is grade 6, which is extremely high and possibly suggests anaphylaxis, which is what she has when I was obtaining a history period. Certainly she should be completely avoiding peanut and anything that contains peanuts period. I recommended allergy skin testing, but family did not come for follow up, and we placed a couple of calls, and hopefully you can tell her to come to my office and we can complete the workup period. In my final diagnosis, atopic dermatitis, number 2, peanut allergy, number 3, dry skin, my treatment plan, use allergy medicines as prescribed by Dr. Dhawan, D-H-A-W-A-N, for her eczema. Number two, completely abstain from eating peanut or any products containing peanuts. Number three, I would love to see her back and complete the workup and discuss the concept of anaphylaxis, and she certainly should have an EpiPen available to her in case of any reaction. I would highly recommend that you could call her and prescribe EpiPen. Period. I would certainly help you out in case you need any help in terms of completing the workup. Period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Kelly Lee. Thank you.